Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Did you know Jesus had the Shekinah glory of God come when he was on the Mount of Transfigurations, but only three of his disciples saw it? Jesus never had a glory cloud in his meeting. Jesus never had gold dust in his meeting. Jesus never had feathers fall in his meeting. And I just don't really care to have anything but what Jesus had. I'd settle for his meetings, amen. I don't need anything special. But people are always, they're just carnal. They got to have something in the natural. They got to see something, do something. Those people would look at Elisha and say, "You lied. You said that there's more with us than those with them. So you're one of these guys. You're the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it type of guy. You just say that it's so when it's really not so. And if you'll say it, it'll become so." If that's what you think is going on, Satan will steal these truths that I've spoken from you, because you're going to think, "Well, it's really not so, but I'm going to say that I've got the power that raised God from the dead." But eventually what you see and feel will trump it, and you'll back off from this because you don't understand. But when Elisha said that there were more with him than there was with the enemy, he was correct. And this servant, I'm sure this servant probably looked at him like, "You've been writing the Bible too long." Amen. He just probably thought, "You know what, you missed it. You've lost it. You aren't facing reality. Can't you tell that there are tens of thousands of Syrians out here?" And look what Elisha did in verse 17. It says, "And Elisha prayed and said, 'Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see.'" Now, he wasn't talking about his physical eyes. His physical eyes were wide open. They were as big as saucers, looking at all of the Syrians out there. He wasn't talking about his physical eyes. He was talking about the eyes of his heart. He was talking about faith. Paul said this over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 18. He says, "While we look at the things that are not seen," because things that are seen are temporal, but things that cannot be seen are eternal. Paul says, "I'm looking at things that can't be seen." Most people think, "You're crazy. If you can't see it, you can't see it. How can you see it if you can't see it?" You see with your heart. And then he goes on in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, and he says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." A Christian should be able to perceive things with your heart better than you can perceive them with your sight and with your hearing and with your feel. And yet very few Christians live at that level. Most Christians, you know what the Word says. You may even feel in your heart like God spoke something to you, but the banker says this. Your checkbook says this. The news broadcast said this. The doctor said this. And most people will let those physical, natural things trump what they feel in their heart all of the time. I can guarantee you, every person in here at some time or another has faced some kind of a decision, and in your heart you felt like, "This is what I feel like I should do," but it didn't make sense. It didn't look right. You got counsel. Everybody advised you to follow this other path. And so you do it, and as soon as you do it, it's wrong. And I bet you every person in here sometime or another said, "I knew I shouldn't have done that." How did you know it? You didn't know it by any logic. It just was something in your heart. God speaks to you in your heart constantly. If you're His sheep, John chapter 10 says His sheep hear His voice. You do hear the voice of God. God speaks to you every moment. There has never been a problem, a decision in your life that God hadn't spoke to you and told you what to do. But most of the time we overrule it. We trump it with logic. The Scripture says, "Lean not unto your own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all of your ways." Most of us lean to our own understanding. We figure things out on our own instead of following our heart. God does speak to you. There is reality. So Paul said, "We're looking at things that can't be seen. We walk by faith and not by sight." That's what Elisha did. And so Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, open up the young man's eyes." And all of a sudden, this isn't talking about his physical eyes, but the eyes of his heart opened up. And it says right here in the 17th verse, the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw, and behold, there were the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Guess what? When Elisha said, there's more with us than there are with them, he was not saying something that wasn't so, trying to make it become so. He was telling the truth. It is absolutely true that there were more with him. There were the angels of God surrounding them. But they weren't in the natural realm. They were in the spiritual realm. You couldn't see them with your physical eyes. You couldn't hear them with your ears, but they were there. Elisha had seen the angels of God, the horses and the chariots of fire, in the second chapter when the horse and chariot came down and picked Elijah up into heaven and he was translated into heaven. He had seen it and he experienced the power of God. He didn't see it this time. There's no indication that he saw these things. He didn't need to see it. If you believe it, you know, I don't know how to say this because, again, I'm talking to people that most of this is kind of new. And most people can't understand this. But once you get into faith and once you perceive something in your heart by faith, that is more real to you than the physical things. Amen. And once you get, you don't need the physical things. You know, I had an experience where at one of our Bible college campus days, we had an auditorium with about 200-300 people in it. There was a center aisle like this. I was sitting right there where my chair is in this thing. And over here, there were two double doors that were on these openers that when you open the doors, you know, they'd open and then they'd just close real slowly. And we got into a time of worship where it was just really powerful. And I mean, people were just worshiping God. Jamie was up there playing the piano and singing Hallelujah. And it was really powerful. And I was standing there and I was worshiping God. And in my heart, I had my eyes closed. I didn't see this with my physical eyes. But in my heart, I saw Jesus just open up those double doors, just bam, like this. They just flew open. And then he stepped in and stood in front of those doors, and those doors just closed behind him real slowly. And then he walked over, and there were two ladies from our Chicago Bible school, and he walked over and just touched one on the head. And I mean, she fell flat on her face like this, spread eagle, just laid out on the ground, worshiping God. And then there was two people, and he skipped over them. And he walked up to another woman and touched her, and she hit her knees and just lifted her hands and started praising God. And what I was seeing on the inside was so real to me that I opened up my physical eyes to see if I could see it. And the moment I opened my eyes, matter of fact, I think it was David said you were there, or who was it saw this? I just learned that when I told this story not long ago. But the moment I opened up my eyes, I looked, and those two doors just went wham like that and flew open. And then they just so slowly closed. And then this first woman that I'd seen in my heart, she just fell flat on her face like this with her arms out, worshiping the Lord. And then two people down, the other woman hit her knees and lifted her hands. And everything I had seen in my heart, I was seeing in the natural, but it was actually better in the spiritual because I could see Jesus. When I opened up my eyes, I couldn't see anything in the spirit realm. All I could see what was happening in the natural realm. I saw the doors open, but I didn't see Jesus. I saw the woman hit the ground, but I didn't see Jesus touch her. And you know what happened? You know what I did after that? I closed my eyes because I could see better with my heart than I could see with my physical eyes. And I saw the Lord come over and he stood and spoke to me. And then I saw him walk down the aisle and start touching people. And after the service was over, I went up to the people that I saw in my heart. And I heard what the Lord had said to them. And I went up and I said, what happened to you during that time? And they started telling me, and they told me exactly what I heard in my heart and what I'd seen. And you know, I got to where I could, in that instance, I'm not always like this. I'm still in process. I hadn't arrived, but I've left. But I can tell you that you can get to where you're walking by faith, to where faith is more real to you than the natural. Amen. And again, I know that this is just absolutely off the charts to the average person, and you think, you're weird. This is what the Bible's talking about when it says we walk by faith and not by sight. This is what God created us to be. This is what Elisha did. Elisha had thousands and thousands of enemy troops come against him. He didn't deny that they were there. He didn't say there aren't any enemy troops. See, this is what some people think faith is too. The doctor will tell you you're sick. You'll say, no, I'm not sick. That's a lie. Amen. You are sick. You got something wrong with you. It's just that there is also a spiritual truth that by his stripes you were healed. And that's a greater truth than the physical thing. I'm not saying that you deny the physical realm exists. Elisha didn't deny that the Syrians were there. He just said that the power that was in the spiritual realm was greater than the power that's in the natural realm. I'm not denying that I've had things come against me. I'm not denying that I have problems. I'm just denying that that's all there is. There is also a spiritual realm, and there's a spiritual me, and in the spiritual realm, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, and I have the same power that raised Christ from the dead, and it's more than enough to overcome whatever problem has come against me. I'm not denying the physical realm. I'm just denying that the physical realm is all that there is. There is also a spiritual world. And there is a spiritual world on the inside of you. You may feel pain in your body, but that doesn't mean you don't have the resurrection life of God on the inside of you. And you just have to renew your mind and get to where you walk by faith instead of by sight. Yeah. You know, this is how God created man to be in the first place. I'm saying so much here. I'm just going to have to start quoting scriptures. You'll have to get the tape, go look it up, because I've got to hurry along, but when he created Adam and Eve, he created us with six senses, not just five senses. We have what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. Everybody's aware of that. But you know what? We used to operate in, I believe God created man to operate with six senses. Their sixth sense was faith.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on what we've already been given in Christ. This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a five-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fifth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to come to one of our Gospel Truth seminars. You know, there's people that listen to me on the radio or television every day, and they think, well, I already know what you're going to say. What's the point in going to one of these meetings? But for one thing, you just get the Word at a different level when it's not broken into little 15-minute segments. It makes a huge difference in the way that the Word impacts you. Plus, we have anywhere from 30 to 40 or 50 of our Bible college students, prayer ministers there that minister to people. You get prayer and personal ministry, and it is just a dynamic atmosphere. Charlie and Jill LeBlanc do the praise and worship, and you'd be blessed. So make plans to join me at one of our Gospel Truth seminars.